It's Thursday night. Time for the Psychic View with your hosts, Miss Peg, Maureen, Anton, and Allura. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for your free reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Welcome to the Psychic View on Psychic Access Talk Radio, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all the psychics are interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, ensuring you the highest quality of quality service.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Psychic View with your hosts, Maureen, Allura, and Anton, and of course myself, Miss Peg. We are so excited to be here and premiere our new show for you here on Psychic Access Talk Radio. On today's show, we're going to explore the theme of abundance with topics including planetary weather, divination today, the collective. And we also have with us Dorothy LaCour. She's the author of The Law of Attraction for Children. I spoke with her this week. She is an amazing woman. You guys are going to enjoy that interview. Also, please stay tuned during the second half of our show. We're going to be accepting questions from our listeners via the chat room. We'd like to get everyone used to using this room with us during the show. So that will be your time to ask your questions. So listen in for that time. We'll let you know when we're ready to do that. Be sure to check the videos that match the week's theme. We put them up every week on the site here at PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. These will help us to set the tone for each week's show. So each one of us takes the anchor for the show for that week. So don't miss out on the great energy that we plan for all of you. We've all worked diligently to get this date, to get to this date and to be here with all of you. And we have so much to share with you. First of all, what I want to do is introduce you to my cohorts in spirituality. Maureen, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I am so pleased we're here. You've worked so hard to get here. And Miss Allura, how are you?
I'm doing well, Miss Peg. I'm so glad we're here. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm so glad you're on our team with us.
Thank you.
And then last but not least, we have down in sunny South Africa, Anton. How are you, Anton?
Hi, Miss Peg. Hello to all the listeners. Molo, sawubona, goeiedag from sunny South Africa. I can't wait to get started. Let's get this on the roll.
Yay! Well, the first thing we're going to do each week on the show is we're going to talk about hot topics, what's going on in the spiritual news around us, and we're also going to do our emails. Now, this week, we've got a couple emails in, and I want to start off with the very first one. It's from a lady named Candace, and she says she'd like to let us know, first of all, how excited she was to hear about the new show. Says she has a couple of children, and she's waiting to hear how we can help, if she can help empower them with the abundance, which is what Dorothy LaCour is going to be speaking about. She said she also wanted to say a special hello to you, Anton. She said she visited South Africa while she was in college.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. So she thought that was pretty interesting that one of our hosts was from South Africa. Anyway, she says she'll be so thrilled to hear about your native land. So anyway, we'll talk about the children, empowering children with abundance later when we talk with Dorothy. So, but we have a second email there, Anton. Would you like to take that one?
Yeah, sure. This email comes from Michael. He asks us, he says, "Dear Psychic View, I'm trying to launch my music career. Any tips on how to use the concept of abundance or the abundance vibe to make it more faster for me?" And he signs it "Singing in Abundance." I'm sure you're going to get a good few tips how you can do that, Michael. So all you need to do is just stay tuned and listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, great. We want to tell you guys, too, that you can go to the site and hit the little button, the little link that says email or submit your question every week. And if you could keep it to the topic, that'd be great. And you never know, we might pull yours out of the email bag. Lastly, but not leastly, we've got one more email. Miss Allura, would you like to take that one?
Sure. This is from Mary Alice in Wyoming. And she writes to us asking, "Why does it always seem to be that I can never get ahead in life? I work hard. I'm a good person. Why does it seem to elude me? Talk to me about that if you would." We will be doing that, but I can give you a little clue. A lot of it has to do with your subconscious programming. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through very specific steps and techniques as to how to overcome that programming so that you can get ahead without working so hard and getting nowhere. So if you listen through the show, especially listen for the practical spirituality segment, and you'll get more detailed answers to that. Okay, Mary Alice?
Yep, very good. That's good. All right. Now, one of the things we're going to do every week is what's called planetary weather. This is one of my favorite things that we're going to be doing. I happen to believe wholeheartedly in what's going on in the heavens above us and what those planets can do to us. And having our natal charts done is one way to pay attention to how the planets affect us. So every week we're going to have some sort of a weather report, basically what's going on above us. So this week, Miss Alora, would you please read the planetary weather for us?
I sure will. First of all, when the arms that were most affected by these heavenly bodies, so we'll see what's in store for this. First off, thank the stars, Mercury is releasing us from her tight, white-knuckled grip. This planet has been retrograde for at least 3 weeks, and actually a little more than 3 weeks this time. Since it's the planet for communications, it's had its fun messing with us for a while, especially if you have computers, cell phones, fax machines, cars, even person-to-person communication. You may find there have been delays, problems, misunderstandings, things of that nature. It's as if there's a restriction set upon us as this planet appears to be moving backwards. This event usually happens 3, sometimes 4 times a year. A planet is described to be in retrograde when it appears to be moving backwards through the zodiac, although that's not truly what's happening. This is just an illusion created as these planets go through their cosmic shadow play. Mercury being retrograde can lead to misunderstandings, flaws, and delays. It has released its grip as of the 11th, but there is a shadow of it taking us into the end of this month on the 29th. So take a deep breath, let it all go, and realize that abundance is all around you, even when your cell phone isn't working. Today is a new moon in Taurus, and the new moon is a great time to begin a mediation directed towards things getting bigger and better in your life. One of the Taurus lessons revolves around comfort and contentedness, so be wise not to be overindulgent or selfish. Remember that your natal chart depicts your design by destiny. It's wise to have your chart done, even if you have no idea where to begin, because the longest journey begins with the first step. Take note, pay attention, and be prepared to enjoy each moment of your life. With Mercury releasing our hold on communications, you'll feel at ease and more apt to allow the energy to flow through communication. Enjoy your weekend ahead, and remember, all things are possible when you believe. Be with us next week as we check out the heavenly bodies above as they dance a dance they do so well.
Yay. Thank you, Alora. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, we worked as a team very diligently from the beginning of this concept to find the right person to write our steamy stars for us. Now they're going to be written especially for us each week by the lovely Alora. And I'm sorry, not Alora, Aura. And you can find her at astrologytick.com. There's a spice and a spin mixture of these scopes that are sure to be a hit each week. So listen in as we let you in on the steamy stars action. This is the week that takes care of May 13th through the 19th. The week starts with a central new moon in Taurus. It's a great time for body delights and indulgences. Break out the massage oil and give your lover an all-night rubdown. A new phase of satisfaction and creature comforts ignite your passions. Just be careful not to overdo the triple chocolate volcano cake, because too many carbs make the waistline bulge and kill the libido. Not sexy. The hottest date night for the upcoming week is the 15th, but avoid the exotic stranger with a fire in their eyes unless you want that one-night stand to move in and take over your life. Stick to the tried and true.
Aries, be careful not to blow your cookie too early this week when the new moon creates tensions. The perfect seduction requires holding back, teasing, and tempting your mate with the promise of ultimate pleasure, soon exercising your restraint. Not to mention washboard ab muscles will lead to heavy breathing and heavy petting when and where it counts. Wow.
Taurus, you're up next. Holy hot tamale, Batman, you are one sexy seductor this week, and your prey doesn't stand a chance. You get your annual new moon this week, which allows you to start a new relationship and even a whole new life. Ask for what you want. In fact, you could dress up in your sexy sergeant outfit and boss your partner around, which will leave them begging and panting for more.
Wow. Gemini, talk dirty. Your lover will love it, especially on the 15th. Just be careful to be aware of the fine line between sexy fantasy and that which can offend. If you keep things light, playful, and sexy, then you'll bag the prize this week. But nobody is turned on by neediness, desperation, or things that are just plain gross. For best results, edit all of that out of the picture.
And Cancer, this week, you'll be able to put your moon in any house that you want to. You should be able to enjoy one with a large parcel this week. How does it feel to be so welcome and wanted by everyone? Enjoy and make the most of this month-long playtime cycle of popularity.
And Leo, which I'm a Leo, many long-standing things are coming to an end now, so make the most of your freedom and take a pleasure trip. If you are alone, it won't be for long. You'll find your hot fantasy date. The hot new love cycle you are dreaming of is further off in the future, so don't go looking for your happily ever after right now.
Virgo, this is for you. Mercury speeds up this week, and so does your social calendar. Those who had cold feet before are now chasing after you, and those who were chasing seem to have disappeared. The change of pace allows you to get clear about who and what really gets your pulse racing. So go ahead and make that steamy choice.
Libra, not getting everything you want can leave you frustrated at your partner. But remember, you are getting what you need. Try turning exasperation into a seduction instead. Try strip-teasing your way to the satisfaction of both your physical and practical desires.
My, Scorpio. A little deal-making never got in the way of your pleasure and is often at the heart of it. The barter system is one you enjoy. This week, your partner is leading the way with independence and a hard-to-get attitude. You've never wanted them more.
And Sagittarius, don't get your heart set on anything or anyone doing what you want, how you want, and you will avoid disappointment. In the meantime, indulge your physical side with a hot rock massage. Let go of tensions and slip into something more comfortable, like hot bubble bath with an even hotter bath buddy.
Right, Capricorn. The only stretching you should be doing this week is into new yoga-inspired sexual positions. Your talents will leave your partner gasping for breath. And as an added bonus, everyone you know will be so envious of your new physique that they will all melt into pools of jello as you walk by.
Aquarius, take it easy and don't try to grab every piece of candy in the store all at once. Even you have limits. Get organized and focus on the one you really want. Then it'll be all the better for both of you once you achieve your desire. You have a good dose of anticipation on your table, leading you to greater heights and deeper satisfaction.
And last but not least, Pisces. Your verbal skills are required. Poetic gestures, love notes, and skillful silver-tongued speeches bring you all the bedroom action you can handle. All of the sweet talking leads to anticipation of your other, not verbal tongue talents. All right, everyone. So stay tuned. By the way, I'd like to know where you can find, what was that called? A bath buddy?
Yeah, I like those bath buddies.
Do they have them at Walmart?
They have them on sale. They roll them back.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay. We are going to jump into our great goddess section for the evening. All right. Maureen, you and I have been working on this, and I have been studying her too, because all the information you have to give us on Lakshmi. So can you let us in on what our great goddess has to say this week?
Yes, Lakshmi is the Hindu goddess, and her name is all about, she's the one who has the object and aim of uplifting mankind. So also her name is like goal or aim is part of her name, meaning her energy and look is, it's like a supreme being, and she is like the mother of the universe, even though she has a very young-looking face. It's said that her oldest sister, was a goddess of misfortune, of course. She has four hands, represents four spiritual virtues, and she sits on a fully blossomed lotus.
The flower is loaded. Why would it be that flower, the lotus flower?
Well, the lotus flower is a symbol. It's like divine truth is what that means.
Okay.
And it's a pretty flower.
Yeah.
It's a big flower. It can hold you. Her personal charm is considered like above more than excellence, but she transcends everything. It's just above it all. Her aura is like divine happiness and mental and spiritual satisfaction. Not you. So she's about prosperity, but always anybody that comes around her would always gain in any which way prosperity in spiritual and in treasures.
So. I've always noticed that her palms are extended. Why is that?
Oh, she's blessing people.
Oh, I see.
Pretty nice of her, huh? Yeah. Her mission, we all could use blessings. Her mission and objective is basically. she helps to find meaningful careers for us that will bring rewards. So, like, including personal fulfillment. So she's not just about, you know, we want money, because abundance, sometimes people just focus on that. So she knows that with wealth in itself, it's not going to bring everybody happiness, bring them lasting mm-hmm. happiness. So she has a lot of energy about bringing spirituality and the feeling of accomplishment that will lead to your life's work. That's why I really like her. She's really cool. Yeah.
What type of work, though? Like the Fortune 500 executive or, like, you know, circus clowns? You know?
Well, okay. No, she's about work that would create joy and abundance for ourselves and for others, like the work we do. She loves a grateful and appreciative heart. Of course she would. Anybody would. Because when you call upon her, you should imagine that everything will be granted in a divine way. And so you should be very grateful, and knowing that your creator, combined with your faith in her, uh-huh. and her loving help would come into the physical world. So people will do, they'll give thanks by mentally chanting. Well, I'm not going to chant. Well, oh, Nanami, that's me. Mm-hmm. They chant, yeah. And that's about, yeah, she sounds.
What does that mean, that oh, Nami, Lakshmi, Nama? What does it mean?
It's a prayer of thanks and reverence.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because India, Lakshmi, is not, that's the other thing I saw, too. I remember reading something about a palace. She has a palace made for her.
Yeah, and she lives there.
she's
reincarnated. Yes, that palace is four times larger than Buckingham Palace, and it reflects an extraordinary amount of abundance you can imagine. It's unbelievable. Everybody
wow.
needs to go.
There you have it. I would love to see that.
I've been there.
You have? Oh,
no, I asked for a flight there.
There you go. You're perfect.
I asked and I got received.
All right. Thank you very much for that. We're going to do the Great Goddess every week, everybody, so please pay attention to that.
I can hear you, Miss Peg.
Yay. There we are. Can you guys hear us in the chat room?
I couldn't hear you, but I could definitely
see
everything.
They hear us. Hey,
okay,
there you go. Good job.
Okay. All right, there we are. All right, everyone can hear us. Looks like we're having some issues with trying to get a hold of our guest. We must have lost him. He isn't.
Okay, I'm here. Sorry, I just had some feedback aside. Right, that's divination.
What is it?
Yeah. Yes, we're going to have this segment every week, and I thought it would be a good idea for the first show to just give everybody an idea of what divination is exactly, because I'm sure some of our listeners might not be familiar with this concept. Now, basically, divination is the process of predicting the future. And I'm sure most or all of our listeners have been exposed to this in some form or another. It's something that has been around for centuries. You can trace it back to most ancient civilizations. There's always some form of divination in most civilizations, and it's remained popular up to this day. Divination is basically a spiritual endeavor, and that is what makes a difference from fortune telling as such. There's a huge difference. Divination is an activity to predict the future, but it involves a process of spiritual growth or insight, where fortune telling is simply just about personal luck or chance. So it's about something like, for instance, predicting the winning lotto numbers. So there's no real life lesson in just predicting the lotto numbers, where divination actually can give you an insight into your future and what decisions and choices you can make, and also to avoid certain paths in your destiny so that you can get a better outcome. Right. Now, people also sometimes confuse divination with magic, and it's very important to differentiate here as well, because magic, as opposed to divination, is the process of directing energy to change the outcome of events in the future or to ensure certain outcomes. Now, this can be a very dangerous activity because it tends to interfere with the free will of other people and the free flow of energy. So it's best maybe to avoid this sort of thing.
How is it done? Or basically, how does it work, Anton?
Well, divination, there's three main categories of divination. There's the direct observation of events. This is done, for instance, by using a pendulum or reading somebody's aura or through handwriting analysis, you know, things like that. And the second category is the interpretation of patterns formed by objects or surfaces. Many of our listeners will be familiar with this. Examples of this would be the reading of tea leaves and palmistry when you read the lines on your hand. Mm-hmm. And then thirdly, the most popular category probably is the selection of objects with meanings by some sort of random process, you know, from a bag or a deck of cards. And this usually includes things like the runes, the tarot cards, and the I Ching from China.
Okay, so how can we use divination to attract more abundance into our lives?
Right. There's a huge difference, as I said, between fortune telling and divination. So,
Now,
fortune telling is about having good luck, and divination is about creating a better future for yourself, because our future is not set in stone. You know, our future is fluid, it's flexible. The script for our life is not written before we get born. You actually create your future every day as you go along. And because, you know, you can manifest your own abundance, divination can help you to find the best path to take to attract more abundance into your life. And what happens is that you, through a process of divination, through a psychic reading, for instance, you can get some advice and some ideas of where to go, and you can change your thinking and behavior based on that. And the only way you would really know what the best route would be through divination. Only problem with this is that divination for yourself has limited success. Mm-hmm. Because we are so subjectively involved. I'm sure Alora and Maureen will also agree that, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I find it very difficult to do a reading for myself, even if it's just with tarot cards or something like that.
It's hard to be objective.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just so downright wrong. Really,
yeah. Well, that's true, Maureen. So, the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, if you're interested in divination and if you want to get an outlook on your future, it's best to get a reading from a truly gifted psychic reader. And of course, those you can find at the site where all of us work, which is psychicaccess.com. Mm-hmm. If you go there, you know, some of the psychics who work there actually use different divination tools. And you can get good advice from them and make some changes that you need in your life to attract more abundance.
All right, amazing. And once again, as Anton said at the beginning of this segment, we're going to be doing this every week. So please tune in and pay attention. And right now, as he did mention, psychicaccess.com, we have to pay the bills. So we're going to head into a commercial break real quick. Be right back.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
Everybody. Now we're going to head into what's called Metaphysics 101. Anton and I were joking the other day. I said, maybe we should name it after me, Metaphysics 101 for Dummies. because I have a tough time with this subject, and I think it's going to be a great addition to our show each week. And I had a question right off, Anton, I wanted to start with. Is it, what is the metaphysical concept that we're going to explore today, first of all, okay? And then I guess because our theme is abundance, we're going to – one of the things I thought about you're going to probably touch on was the law of attraction. Am I correct?
Oh, definitely, Ms. Peg. Actually, we're just going to look at the law of attraction, because without the law of attraction, there is basically no abundance. So it is the central to the concept of abundance. And once we grasp the true basics of this law, we can create so much more abundance and prosperity in our lives. This law is basically a manifestation of the creative power of the universe. And it's used by all of us. That's the funny thing. We use the law of attraction every day in our lives. But the problem is that most of us do so unconsciously. So basically, you are creating small little miracles every day as you go along, and you don't even know it. And the problem is why so many people lead lives that are not fulfilling, without purpose, and why people often have lack or scarcity in their life is because they are using this law of attraction, but in the incorrect manner. Because what this law says is that all our thoughts and our words and feelings, our intentions, will eventually manifest as our reality. So in other words, everything you have in your life right now has been attracted or created through your past thoughts, words, and feelings.
Right.
So simply put, this law states that like attracts like. And that means that both the things you are happy with in your life and the things that you are not happy with, it's all your own creation. I would have thought that. So more importantly, this means... Yes.
That's a hard concept for people, Anton. You know, we've talked about this. People have a hard time understanding the concept of the ebb and flow. What you're putting out is what you're going to get back.
Yes, and we don't always want to hear this. You know, it's so much easier to blame somebody or something else, you know. Because the truth of the matter is, and this I've seen manifested in my own life, if you truly learn to grasp the basics of the law of attraction, you can literally change your life consciously and create the life that you've always wanted and that you deserve. Not that you've been wishing for, because that's the whole point. Just wishing for something is not going to make it happen. You have to actually believe that it's going to happen. So right now, you can start creating or attracting only those things that make you happy. And leave out or avoid all the things that you don't desire. The law of attraction manifests through your thoughts by drawing to you things of a similar kind. People who think like you and also corresponding situations and circumstances.
Okay, all right. But is that the reason why we often find that we're more attracted to, let's say, one person or one situation instead of another?
Yes, exactly. The law of attraction is an attractive magnetic force of the universe that draws similar energies together. It manifests through the power of creation in everything. So this law attracts thoughts, ideas, people, situations, objects, circumstances towards each other. And it is this law or power, this creative power, that brings together people of similar interests into romantic relationships or into various groups like political parties or sports teams.
Okay, so it's not always a choice thing. It's how you're thinking. Because sometimes I feel like there are people in my life, and maybe even myself sometimes, Anton, because I'm not paying attention to my thoughts. And I'll be worrying about, let's just say simply, paying a bill, without even realizing that the way I'm thinking about it is I'm standing in worry and fear and doubt of not being able to pay the bill.
Yes, you see, and listen to what you just said in the beginning. You said, why do I have certain people in my life that I don't want around me because they don't make me feel good? You know what? You need to understand that you have invited those people into your life. You right. attracted them, you know?
Right.
You can't blame them or anybody else. You created that for yourself. And the way this works is that everything in our world is pure energy, and therefore mm-hmm. everything has a particular vibrational frequency. Nothing we see is real. We interpret reality through our senses, through our eyes and our ears and etc. So thoughts are energy vibrations too. So each thought is an energy vibration that you transmit or send out into the universe. And whatever you send out is going to come back to you. Science has actually identified particular ranges of frequencies, and scientists are able to measure them. And interestingly, negative energies like anger or rage, they typically measure very low on the scale of vibration, while positive energies, like those given off by prayer and meditation, they reach the highest measurements. Energy attracts to itself other energy with which it is in a vibrational resonance. That is why your every thought and word and feeling is creating your life experience and shaping your future. So you are creating your reality moment by moment with the thoughts you choose to think, right, and what you say, both to yourself and to others.
Okay, all right. But is that not what most people do anyway? I mean, nobody wants their life to be a mess or meaningless. We all want something better for ourselves, don't we?
Yes, of course. But we all think about being wealthy or happy or rich and having fulfilling lives. Well, most of the time anyway. But in fact, we should all be living happily, more happily lives then, right? But we're not. Right, the truth is that most people don't focus on having those things. They focus on the things they don't have and the things that they wished they could have. So that's a lot of negative thinking going on there, and that's what you're attracting back. The only way to attract what you desire in life is to know exactly what you want and to allow yourself to believe that you will have it, that you deserve it, because a lot of people feel they're undeserving. And we get taught this by our parents as well. And by focusing on those positive feelings and beliefs on a consistent basis.
Right.
And then, of course, to be ready to receive it. Because sometimes people do affirmations, and they invite all this into their life, but they're not really ready to receive it. Sometimes it's standing right next to them, but they're not open to receiving it. So if you constantly focus on the negative or on what you don't have and what you wish you could have had, then that is what you will receive or create. Positive thoughts attract positive events. Negative thoughts attract negative events. And if you entertain feelings and thoughts about hardships and obstacles and the lack in your life, then that's exactly what you're going to get in the long term.
Okay, now this is the truth, because I've seen this work in my own life, and I must attest to everybody, you know, that's in the chat room and listening, and even to my co-hosts, I've learned a lot in the studying of for this first show in abundance. I remembered things. My guides brought all these things back to me because I forgot, I wasn't paying attention, or I got stuck in a different direction. And I'm sure that many of our listeners would want to know how all of this works, or what must a person do to apply this law in their lives and make it work for them, but basically not against them. How do they do that, Anton?
Sure. Well, I'm not going to go into detail because Allura is going to explore that a little bit later in the show. All okay. I can say is, in order to invoke the law of attraction for positive gain, you must visualize the things that you want, feel them in your heart, believe that you can have them, and believe that you will get them. It's really just that simple. Simply change your way of thinking and being in the world. You get what you think about. You get what you believe in. You attract into your life whatever you focus on.
Okay. All right. All right, so basically it's the components, the four components: ask, believe, receive, and then giving thanks and gratitude.
That's right, yes.
All right, I really appreciate that. Okay. Now, first of all, perhaps the single most powerful event facing humanity today is a great awakening on a planetary scale that has been millennia in the making. We humans are in the midst of a profound advance as a species to a higher form of global consciousness. A bright new spirituality is beckoning seekers everywhere. It promises peace and pleasure, power and oneness with the divine. It envisions a cosmic evolution that will usher in a glorious new age of heightened collective consciousness, which is why we've chosen to use this as one of our segments each week. We're going to call it The Collective. And Miss Maureen this week is going to be doing this for us. So Maureen, what do we have in store?
Yes. We have in store a lot. Actually, we've always had it in store of us, inside of us. We can call it psychic inheritance, and it's like a reservoir of experiences as a species. So it's a huge kind of knowledge that we all are born with, and yet we can never be directly conscious of it, and that's the problem. Well, it's a problem that can be resolved. So anyway, what happened? So I want to give you an example also. There are some experiences that show the effects of the collective unconscious more clearly than others, such as, you know, when you experience love at first sight or deja vu. or a feeling that you've been there before, to a place, and or they're, you know, immediately feeling that certain symbols and meanings, everything is just kind of, you feel it, and we all have had those experiences. It's not just, you know, the people that do the work we do or whatever. It's just all of the artists, especially musicians, all around the world, or the spiritual experiences of the mystics of it and all religions. It's all, it just comes together. It's amazing. It's a really simple thing. But then what happens is, regardless of our current mindset or beliefs, we get, you know, because we come into this world and we forget who we are. And see this.
Do you wonder? Do you ever? I mean, I don't interrupt you, but do you ever wonder why we do that? We come in as spiritual beings that have that has to have someone take care of them. We have no ability to speak or explain what we know, and then we are raised by certain types of families. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what the story is. But you know, we lose that. I mean, why do we choose that? Do you wonder?
Well, usually it's, you know, a child up until 10 years, usually 10, 8 or 10 years old, will be conditioned. And there are some children, like myself, that was unconditional. I was, you know, incorrigible. And so there are some that it's just different for them. And they look beyond appearances, or it's very difficult in life for them if they're not supported as well. Because we all are coming in here as spirit. We're spirit. And it doesn't even matter male or female as well, if you think about it, because when we're born, before we get born out, when we come out, we are who we are. And but then our culture and our conditionings, you know, it's just the way it is. But we're waking up now, because we must wake up, especially when it comes to this, what our topic is about, abundance. Because just regardless of your current, anybody's current chosen mindset or their belief system that they probably currently hold regarding both their time and their potential in their world, like or right now, even children or teenagers and adults, it's a documented and verifiable fact that most of us, the vast majority of us, are unnecessarily journeying through life unconsciously, just totally oblivious to and unaware of their true power to create an extraordinary quality of life for themselves if they want to. They just have to choose. Like Anton was saying, it's basically, I'm laughing at that word, this chosen way of being results in settling for whatever. A lot of us are settling. Whatever the hand dealt, you know, our life has dealt us, and truly believing that's just how our life is. But although it's all about choice, like, and it's all about what, you know, Anton was saying it as well. We have it within us, and it keeps us from experiencing so much good things, and we can harmonize with whatever we truly desire if we would just want to make the choice. So, you know, the Hindus say, I love the way the Hindus say that. The Hindus have it together. The Hindu people, they have together, because what they say is, it's like synchronicity. And it's easily explained by the Hindu view of reality. And this is how it goes. Their view is that our individual egos are like islands in a sea. So we look out at the world and each other and think, we are separate entities. Okay, but what we don't see is that we are connected to each other by means of ocean floor beneath the waters. I love that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we just need to get on board. Come on.
All right. One of the things that I know Anton's got a couple of things about this, because we were talking about it earlier, and I want to bring him into this with us, Maureen. He said, you know, I wanted to say, you know, Anton, can you maybe help explain why some of us are born into such tough lives, or do we actually choose this?
Well, Ms. Peg, I suppose, you know, people have different beliefs and opinions about this, and we can also ask Maureen and Laura what they think about it. I firmly believe that we choose the life that we are born into. You choose your parents before you come. You choose everything. And then people would say to me, but, oh, come on, Anton, be realistic now. Do you really think I would have chosen the life that I ended up in, or I would have chosen the parents that I was born to, you know? And I'm saying to you, yes, you did choose them, because where we come from, the source of spirit or energy where we come from is perfect, okay? Right. And so how are you going to recognize true joy, true abundance, true perfection if you have nothing to compare it to? So the reason we come into this world, and we sometimes, especially more spiritually evolved people, tend to choose the very difficult circumstances for them, especially for childhood, because it puts us in a position where we actually realize, but this is the opposite. It's almost like heaven and hell. I can almost put it this way, that we come from heaven and we choose to be born into hell so that we can compare the two. And that leads to further expansion into spiritual growth. So that's my take on it. I don't know, Laura, how do you see all of this?
Well, Anton, I pretty much agree with you that you choose your parents. And sometimes I believe that we have certain agreements and contracts to take on certain things. I also believe that sometimes as life goes on, because we are not in control of what other people choose. For example, let's say we get married and our probability for the future was going in one direction, but the person you married made a different choice because they have free will to do that. And you decide, you know, say you came into this life saying, okay, I want to be married, and you agree to be married. I want to have children. You agree to have a family and raise a family and do those sorts of things. But that can change along the way for different reasons. And however, nothing is ever lost. I really don't believe that. As one door closes, another door opens. So you can still manifest abundance in every area of life. But what's important is rather than kind of say to yourself, wow, why did I choose this, or why did this happen, or blame too much on anybody else, because you aren't in full control when it comes to other people. You learn from it. There's always an answer, a positive answer, and you can always manifest the highest solution available. That's what I believe. And so basically, whatever you agree to, whatever I feel as you do, that, yeah, you do choose your parents, you agree to certain things, you have a certain mission when you come here. That mission can still be accomplished no matter what. Any challenges can be overcome. They strengthen you. And if you choose, that's an important word, if you choose to allow them to strengthen you, if you choose that road, rather than wallow in negativity or self-pity, and really still manifest the very best out of anything. You can come out on top over anything. Look at what Tina Turner did. Look at the abuse she went through, and look how she turned it all around. She is on top.
Actually, that's a very good example, yeah.
Yeah. So you can.
Well, you know what, Laura? Sometimes it just takes one or two words. I had a client 3 days ago. Believe this or not, this lady was, you know, unemployed for 2 years. She was obsessed about getting back with her ex-boyfriend and all of that. And her life was just not going anywhere. And since we've spoken, she, in the past few days, she got employed. She's started a great new job. She's already met a new guy, which I told her she would meet through work. And she's back on track. So sometimes, and this thing that Maureen was talking about is this inheritance that we have, this collective consciousness that we are all one and we're all connected. We all know this, and we are all aware that this law of attraction is present, because we know it because of where we come from. The problem is we're just socialized in a certain way from a very young age that we forget. And
right.
We get taught the scarcity mentality and the lack consciousness, often by our parents and our teachers and whatever. And so we basically forget where we come from. And all you need to do right now, if you want to change your life, is just remember where you come from. And that you are an all-powerful creator, and that you can create any life that you dream of.
Absolutely. That's excellent.
Yeah, you know, I want to end this subject with one more thought or statement. My daughter, for instance, when she was about 3 years old, she said to me, you know, she goes, Mommy, I picked you because I needed you, and I picked Daddy because he needed me. And there was a long story behind it, which I won't go into, and he's not part of it, very good part of it. But I thought that was very enlightening at 3 years old.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, that is amazing.
My daughter said that. My daughter says that to me, too. My daughter actually told me she was probably 8 or 9 years old, and she was sick. And I was taking care of her, and she was sick, and she says she's crying. And she goes, how many times I chose you as my mom? And it just sounded like such a poignant thing to say. And she's mentioned it a couple times. She'll write me a little note or something for a special holiday, and she'll tell me that she keeps choosing me over and over again.
My daughter better get it together. She's in college, and she doesn't want me around.
Well, you know, it's amazing to all the moms out there. for all the mums out there, you need to realize that your kids, especially the younger ones, the little ones that are being born now, in the past few years, they are more evolved than us, because you know it's like a recycling that's going on, and the ones that are coming in, into a physical existence now on the planet are more spiritually evolved, so they remember more things than we do, our generation does. So sometimes it might be a good idea to actually listen to your kids, because they know a few things that you might not be aware of.
Yeah, I agree.
Each exactly.
Generation needs to teach that, but it's supposed to be brought in.
Since we're speaking about kids, guys, I want to do something just a little bit here, since we're unable to get our guest in. Dorothy and I got to speak this week, and I just wanted to bring up some of the high points. I thought maybe we could chit-chat about them a little bit. I have put her link in the room a few times, and hopefully in the future we'll just bring her back on the show once we get all the glitches worked out. But she said a plethora of wonderful things that she said to me. And she was a first-grade teacher for 35 years. And she watched these children, year after year after year. And one of the things that she started doing in her classes was what she called was a self-esteem program. One of that part of that program was a gratitude journal. And she said that she had learned that during some of her training. And I'd noticed that during our studies for this week, I'd come across that several times. And it was that you write down five things that you're thankful for every day. And if that's what you start as, it's just writing down five things. But basically, she says her gratitude journals they teach you over time what to be appreciative of and how easy it is to find the things to give gratitude for, writing that down every day. And she says that abundance is simple. It's not this great big huge, complex thing. Children look at things in such from a simple point of view. We, the adults, are the ones that make it difficult for them. Would you agree?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
You know, we tend to limit our children terribly, because we teach them from a very young age that, you know, how often do you hear a child coming to a parent and say, Mommy, this is what I want. This is who I am, and this is what I want. And then we say to them, no, you can't want that, because it's not suitable, because you're a boy or you're a girl, or what would the neighbors say? Or, you know, people like us just don't do things like that. Right. You know, where we come from, people don't become movie stars. So, you know, it's impossible. You can't want that. So we impose our own limited thinking and scarcity mentality onto our children. And we show our children, you know, by the way we act in the world, by saying things like, oh, well, you know, just some people are privileged enough to have the great jobs and the big houses and the cool cars and whatever. And that's not meant for us. You know, or we can't all be pretty, my child, or we can't all be intelligent and all of that. So we are brought up with that scarcity mentality and that lack consciousness. And that's why we battle as adults. You know, no wonder the kids end up the way they do, because, I mean, we were kids before in the past as well.
Yeah. That's an excellent point.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's interesting what you're talking about, because, I came into my family. It was very difficult because of the material, lots of material, and it was clouding. And I was a fourth of six kids. So it was very difficult because I was picked on and called crazy because I was not conditionable as much as the other kids. It was hard for them to condition me. So years go by. I have a daughter, I have my daughter, and I noticed what happened, and I caught myself doing it. She was about 2 years old, and she was looking out the window, and it wasn't, she was scared, and she said, I see a woman in the tree, and it was at nighttime. And immediately, I was conscious of this, I immediately thought, oh my gosh, I need to close the drapes on the window so she cannot be scared, and never thought to think that maybe she has seen an angel, and it isn't something bad. It wasn't like she was saying it was a monster, or there was an angel maybe, or, you know, a goddess, you know. But so I jumped up, and I closed, and then I looked at her, and she was calm, and I go, oh my gosh, and I went back, and I opened those blinds back up. I was very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to tell you guys, I know I spoke to Allura earlier this week, and we were talking about the fact that the site that she has, that post says lawofattractionforchildren.org in the chat room. But she's got a couple things you can do on there, some interactive things you can do. And one of the things that I saw that I thought was so cute was I watched a video, and it says in that video, both my children were watching it, and they thought it was very funny to watch the words, no,
don't, and can't being flushed down the toilet. They thought that was so funny because in the video you just watch it flush down the potty. So I just thought that was very interesting.
It's a great site.
Interactive things on her site that you could do.
You know what?
Yeah, what do you think of it, Ann?
I thought it was wonderful. Absolutely. I'll tell you what I noticed was that, I know we have a new segment coming up and I'll be speaking more in depth about affirmations, but it's a great site to go to get words, not only for yourself, but for your children. If you want to, come up with affirmations that you need to, put together for yourself and for your children. So it's a great site for that, and they have a lot of games on there. I enjoyed playing it. The little kid in me really enjoyed it, so it's really good for that.
She said a couple things to me that I thought were very interesting. She agreed. She strongly agreed with me, actually. We were discussing the news and the media and so on and so forth, the media machine, actually, and I'd never heard anybody else call it that but me. And when she said that, I was really flabbergasted. But she said that children should not be watching the news. They should not be reading the newspaper. Or should we, for that matter, she said. And she totally understood that from school. She also mentioned another site for teaching children to read. And it was starfall.com, starfall.com. So it helps children to read. And I just really thought that so many of the things that she said to me were wonderful. She said children don't know how to meditate. They're not going to understand, you know, oming and candles or whatever it is you choose to do meditation with. And she said that a meditation for children comes from nature. And that you take them to a creek or you take them to a lake and sit them down and just talk about the flowers and get real quiet. And you know, and so my children and I had the biggest blast. I don't even know how to explain it to you. It cost absolutely nothing. And we sat and blew dandelion fluffies across the forest yesterday. It was so much fun. But my kids were so different after we spent just 2 hours away from the house just playing with, you know, dead flowers.
You know, another good one, Ms.
They had a blast.
Yeah. Another really good one with children, because they're so creative and open, is, and this was taught to me by a Hawaiian friend, and her grandmother was a kahuna, which is like a medicine person, but for the Hawaiian people. What she had spoken about was something I did naturally when I was a kid. You take your children out, you look up at the sky, at the clouds, and you just kind of, you know, relax and see what kind of forms you see in the clouds, like faces or shapes.
Oh, I love that game. Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it does a lot to help them into that frequency. You know, that meditative frequency. My meditations usually involve, you know, when I'm at a stoplight or I'm doing housework and it's kind of mindless and I kind of manage to go into that space. I'm very much like that. Or I'm out in nature. I do the same thing. It's hard for me to sit and chant the om and actually get into a meditation.
Yeah, exactly. Mine is during the morning, because I've got children. And they're mommy, mommy, mommy. They always need something from me. So I take my private time in the bathroom with my candles going, and it's amazing. It's just amazing. But it takes a while for me to get there because I've got other things going on in the world. So it's not easy. Sometimes maybe doing with my kids last night, just sitting and watching them play was, I mean, I came home and floofed about it all over Facebook because I was so excited. I couldn't believe what a wonderful time that we had.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I want to give some kudos to Dorothy LaCour. She is an amazing woman, everyone. I'd like you to go check out her site, please. And it's the Law of Attraction, the number 4, the Law of Attraction for children.org. You can also find her book for sale on Amazon, The Star Powered Twins. Thank you very much, Dorothy, for speaking to me this week, and we will get back to you and have you on the show at a later date. Right now, we're going to take a short break, an advertisement from our sponsor, PsychicAccess.com.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic Access, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.
Okay, we're back. That was quick and fast and easy. Now, please pay attention, because here pretty soon, after we finish up our last segment or so, we're going to head into the chat room with you guys, and you'll be hearing us answer your questions via the chat room. All right, now our next segment of the evening is going to be practical spirituality. And Allura is going to help us with that. So Allura, take it away.
Thank you. Well, first of all, Ms. Peg, one of the things I wanted to ask is, because we are so electronically inclined, there's a lot of information you can find on the internet regarding the practical side of abundance and so forth. So what I would like to focus on is affirmations, because that's a really great way to manifest whatever you are looking to manifest, any type of abundance. So we're going to take a look at that, okay?
Okay, so but first of all, let's start off real simple. Why would anyone use affirmations?
Well, you can use any type of affirmation you like, for health, for any area of your life, for relationships, and so on. But in this case, since our topic is on abundance, one of the reasons we use abundance information or affirmations are to help rid yourself of a poverty consciousness or lack mentality. So positive affirmations are a tool to help change our focus from lack, fear, or poverty consciousness to create an abundance consciousness. There's a reason there are people who manifest loving relationships, successful businesses or careers, and so forth, and it's because their subconscious automatically accepts their reality as the truth before it happens. So it becomes their reality.
Okay, all right. Now, this is what Anton was speaking about earlier. He said you were going to get to this in the practical spirituality. So how does this all work?
Well, basically, our subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between past, present, and future. Okay? As far as your subconscious mind is concerned, everything is happening in the present. Everything is in the now. It only knows the present time. So every time you state anything, including your affirmation, and you feel the emotion that goes along with that affirmation, it integrates itself into your subconscious. The subconscious doesn't differentiate between the real and unreal. If you feel it, it is as far as your subconscious is concerned. Now, that brings us to the question, well, what is our conscious mind is about? Our conscious mind is a part of our mind that filters the information. That's why we have to state and feel the affirmations in a way that bypasses our conscious filters. That way, our affirmations become manifest in our lives through reprogramming our subconscious reality. A point I want to make here is, you know, it's the programming in our subconscious mind that kind of dictates where we're going if we don't consciously try and manifest what we want. If we find there are issues in our lives or there are blips that we're going, we don't really want this. It's like when we're in school, and we become so used to taking tests and passing them that we have no doubt that when we take another test, we can pass it. We accept and know that it'll just happen. That's what we have to do with the areas of our life that we have doubts about or scarcity programming and so forth. So we need to change that.
Well, one of the things, I asked this myself when I first started doing this so many, many years ago, you know, and I know this is a popular question I get via clients, so, but how would someone practice stating the affirmations, or how do they keep things simple and doable?
Okay, that's a good question. One suggestion is to say any affirmation of your choosing at least 4 times daily for 40 days. It doesn't have to take any particular amount of time. You can do this in seconds as you're walking around the house or when you're at work. Affirmations are the same as doing any type of repetitive exercise to change or learn a new behavior. What is important is that you, as you're stating it, that you feel the emotion of what you want to create that goes with it. It's not about time. It's about, because emotion is energy in motion. That's very important, and that has to hit the very specific target you're aiming for, which is what your affirmation states. It's important to integrate the new positive thought or affirmation as a habit to train your brain to automatically put it on autopilot. And if you don't mind, I'd like to make maybe a more practical suggestion, okay, more
yes.
specific.
Yes.
Well, one of the things anyone can do is put 40 beads, coins, or beans in a cup, and when you say each affirmation, take a bead, coin, or bean out, And that way you don't have to focus on counting your affirmations. It's very important to say the affirmation slowly. Let your body feel the affirmation. For instance, if your affirmation refers to wealth, then feel the wealth. If it refers to love, then allow yourself to feel love all around you. If it's about a relationship, feel what it'd be like into the being in the type of relationship that you want. This is more than just a mental exercise. It must be integrated fully through the emotional body, which is connected to the subconscious mind directly. That's how you bypass the conscious filters. That's very, very important. And it's in the subconscious mind where the core belief and behavior will change to become a habitual message upon which to build our reality of abundance.
Okay, all right. So now can you summarize the steps of using affirmations to manifest abundance in their lives? I think that there is this huge amount of information, you know, across the internet and in books and so on and so forth. So can you just kind of give us some of the easy pointers?
Sure. The most important things when it comes, first of all, you want to write out your affirmation. Take great care when you write them out. Always state them in positive terms. You do not want to put negative, like, I don't want sadness in my life. You want to say, I am happy, I am prosperous, I am smoke-free, if you want to be free of smoking, I am safe, I am trusting, I am... You have to put it in positive terms, and the words I am are extremely powerful. They resonate deep down inside your soul. And actually, if you say I am, that basically puts out whatever you say you are, it makes it 40 times stronger, 40% stronger, something like that. So that you want to be very careful about what you say you are, I am, when you use those words. And you always want to state them in very positive terms. So first, to manifest abundance, you must first focus on a positive mentality and know, not just believe, but know that you're prosperous and deserving or whatever it is you want to manifest right now. You must first accept that you can change and are willing to change whatever needs to be changed. All right? In other words, it has to be an attainable goal. It can't be something that deep down inside you really don't believe is attainable. Like, you know, I'm going to hit the $260 million lottery. You probably don't really believe you are, because the odds of actually hitting that are very low. It's got to be something very attainable. It can be taking baby steps in the beginning. Okay?
Right.
So that's the first thing. Second, you want to focus with a clear, positive feeling and intention on a specific type of abundance you want in your life. It has to be very specific. If you send out something very general, it's just too huge for the universe to focus in on and help you and juggle things around to manifest that for you, because the universe responds to what you're asking for or what you're stating. So if you have to be very specific, like if it's money you want, children, family, whatever it is, be very specific about it. Then what you want to do is you want to feel as if it exists right now, because remember, your subconscious doesn't know the difference as to what exists and what doesn't, but if you feel it, it accepts that it's already in the now, that it exists, and that will help create it in the present. Let it go to the universe once you do that, knowing that it'll manifest in the way that it should without any particular thought as to how it should manifest. The universe will juggle whatever is necessary around to create the abundance in whatever way is in your best interest. Now, that's where people self-sabotage.
Right.
They try to control, you know what I mean, how it manifests. So don't try and control it, because you'll block the energy to manifest. Trust that it will happen. It is a done deal. All right? So, and then allow. That's the hardest thing, because we are brought up culturally to say, you got to make it happen. You got to get out there and do it, you know. But really, once you've done all these steps, that is the doing. Now you just sit back and allow. Mm-hmm. And we must trust that the universe has the intelligence even greater than ours, and that it will give us what we want if we allow it to, because that's how nature is. If you look at nature and plants, you'll see them just, I mean, you have a hard time controlling their growth. That's prosperity. That's the natural way. The last thing you want to do is you want to give thanks, and you must genuinely feel gratitude for the blessing, for the fact that it's already manifested, because our subconscious will believe that it already has. Gratitude is an extremely important part of the process.
It is, yes.
And then let it go, and it'll happen in the right place at the right time, specifically tailored for you. And that's basically how it works.
Well, one of the things that I know Maureen and I were having a conversation earlier in the week, and we were talking about the affirmations and how people accept them and understand them. And Maureen was talking about maybe we could hit a little bit on the negative side of what people need to pay attention to. Maureen?
Yes, and this comes from I'm exposing myself, my personal experience. so here it goes. The negative is so powerful. It's like, again, yin and the yang. It's almost like the goddess. The sister was a, misfortune goddess. It's very important to be aware of what you're saying to yourself, negatively speaking, because it can have a very bad effect on you, and you will bring about just like the worst of worst. And I know this to be true, and that's even more so uncomfortable when I'm aware of it, when I'm doing it for myself. But we don't recognize sometimes, and it's stuff that we've been, we perceive ourselves to being, people have said that we are, or whatever, it doesn't really matter where it comes from. We need to be aware consciously. When we start doing it, words are very powerful in affirmations. Mentally, words inside of our mind or in our head or hearing, those are powerful as well. So it's very important. Because I have gone through a lot of negativity because of this stuff, and on my personal being and the way I look, or I'm no good, I'm terrible, all this stuff that goes, they're all thoughts. But I do know if that works, and I know it works, and it brings a lot of havoc into my space, how can you say it doesn't work when it's all good? There's no argument. There's nothing to argue about it there. So be really careful about the words that you apply towards yourself in affirmations. And be gentle and good to yourself and respect yourself.
Well, because that's it. But isn't that what it is, though? Because I honestly feel, like I said earlier, if I'm thinking about paying this bill, in the front of my mind or coming out of my mouth, I'm saying, I'm going to pay this bill. But in the back of my mind, I'm worrying and I'm fretting about it, or I'm saying it backwards. I'm not paying attention. And I think that's a lot of the issue with most people, is that maybe they just don't understand the concept of it. This is not about, I honestly believe, this is my personal opinion, not that of the team, but I honestly believe that abundance begins with the simple things, folks. The shoelaces to keep your shoes on your feet, the cup to drink the water from, the light switch working when you flip it on the wall, and the money to pay the bill that keeps the light switch working. And they all add up to the bigger and the greater things. I mean, do you understand?
Yes. That's it. That's the attainable. You want to do attainable. You want to set attainable goals when it comes to your affirmation. That's a perfect example of that. All those little steps will eventually grow, and you'd be surprised at how fast you like quantumly.
I agree with you, and that's the other thing too. It's always pointing fingers or always about somebody. Well, if somebody else, if somebody would do this. That trying to control others by trying to make yourself in a better place. I mean, Anton, we were discussing that just the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. This is a big problem a lot of people struggle with. Sometimes we are so focused on controlling other people, controlling our partners in life, controlling our coworkers, controlling our children. We want to constantly influence others to think and feel and behave the way we think they should think, feel, and behave. And what's so funny about this is that is basically what everybody's doing to each other. And guess what? So nobody ends up doing anything they want others to be doing. The whole point of all of this is that you need to start with yourself. You need to start focusing on yourself and change the way you see things, change the way you think about things. And change, most importantly, and Allura touched on this a lot, most importantly, change the way you feel about things. It's pointless to keep focusing on, okay, this is what I want, this is what I see my life, how I see my life to be, but you're not really feeling it. You should get that feeling. Somebody mentioned earlier in the chat room that they understand how this works, but it's very difficult to do. If you're using the word difficult in this context, you're already missing the point. Because the moment it starts feeling difficult, there's something that you're not doing right. Because this shouldn't feel difficult. I firmly believe that this is our natural state. We are naturally supposed to be in a state of joy and abundance and prosperity. There's more than enough to go around for absolutely everybody in the world. there's no such thing as, you know, there's not enough money or food or water. So, you know, some of us will have to compete with others to get more than the others and all of that. There's no such thing. The nature and the universe supplies everything abundantly, more than enough. There's actually too much to go around. And we just need to get into a state where we receive that with open arms. We embrace that without trying to control what other people are thinking and doing, but focusing on what we are thinking and doing and sharing that with other people. It's just a change in perspective.
Exactly.
I really want to thank all of you guys because, you know, I think we've really covered the abundance and the understanding thereof. And I'm sure the subject is absolutely as large as the universe, so we will be touching on the subject again. Now, what I'd like to do is open up our chat room to the questions. And we're going to begin with Anton taking on a reading from Bit of an Enigma, which, by the way, I love your name. Like to know where they should be in their life. All right, Anton, do you have a hit on this?
Yes, Bit of an Enigma is asking how, where should I be in my life right now? I know what you're saying about how it should be, but I'm not really there. Right, and I'm sure you guys are going to jump in as well and help me with this one so that we can give a bit of an enigma, the best possible overview of what's happening here. Right, now, the way I see it is that what needs to happen here is, Enigma, you have to find greater strength and courage within yourself. Yep. You have been, and I'm going to be very honest and direct now, so I hope you are open to receiving this. This is not meant as criticism, but this is meant to guide you in the right direction. So it's coming from a very loving place. I need to tell you that it's time for you to stop playing the victim here. Get out of this martyrdom that you see yourself in. This thing that you feel that everybody's against you and life is against you and nothing works out for you. And you've had all these bad experiences and your past and all of that. It's time to change all of that because you're focusing on that too much. And I see that in the near future, a great influence coming up in your life is that you will actually find greater strength and courage within yourself to make changes in your life. I can sense that, you know, you are really on the verge of a breakthrough here because you feel it within in your guts. You can feel this, I'm sure, that you're ready to, you know, to embrace the world out there. And you just need to take that step. And there's nothing specific you have to do. You don't have to go out and buy a book or, you know, do something specific. You just need to change the way you think. And in fact, I see in the long term that you're going to actually strike out on a whole new adventure and explore a whole new direction in your life. And I sense it might be very spiritual in nature. I see that for the time being, you're going to be a bit uncertain still and you're going to remain quite flexible and very unclear about where you want to go. But it's not going to be long. I see this for the next month or two that you're still going to struggle and juggle with this a bit. But I do see that around July, maybe August, I see that you're going to be attending some sort of a seminar or a course or some sort of opportunity to study and learn. And I sense that this is something that you have been considering in the back of your mind, that you are aware of very vaguely in the back of your mind. And it's time that you bring that forward. You need to pursue this because I see that that will be the right direction for you to go in. I wish I could have talked to you because then I would have been able to clarify exactly what it is that you've been thinking about. But what I'm trying to say to you is you need to go with that instinct. That idea for exploring a new direction spiritually is a good idea. Go for it. Because I see that you're going to strike out on a whole joyful new path towards the end of the year. Would any of you guys like to add to that?
Sure. I have a little something there. That was excellent, actually. I got pretty much, like when you were saying in the beginning, what I get, this is Allura, by the way, is that your intention really needs to be much more clear and focused. You really need to be more decisive. It's very important to be okay with being totally independent and on your own. That's one thing that I get that's very important. That will bring out a tremendous amount of growth for you. Lay down your boundaries very, very clearly, and that's all I have to say.
My guide is telling me one thing, Enigma, and it is that I wanted you to hear what Anton was saying and realize that your I can't remember exactly what he said, but basically you're fixing to transcend into something else. You're not going backwards. You're not falling into a hole. You're going forward. You're going up. Okay. And that's the energy I'm picking up off of you, is that you've got to pay attention to what you're focusing on. And maybe you're putting it too difficult. In other words, you're not failing, and you're not, how do I want to put this properly? You're not making mistakes, all right? You're transcending into something different in your life. You have to let go of things. Something is holding you back, and it very well may be you. Miss Maureen?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because the show's on, abundance and visualization. And what I'm picking up is the best thing about what I can encourage you to focus on or do is your clairvoyance in your dreams. And what's in your mind's eye. I think that's really important for you to manifest what's going on. It's like, in a way, that it's like it's a safe, like an affirmation, for instance. It is safe for me to see, and I am a very visual person. That's what I'm picking up on. You have an uncanny ability, I mean, extraordinary ability to see vision. So that's what I feel. I'm encouraging you to focus on that. Yes.
All right. Good. All right. Good. All right. Now the next question we have in the room, we've got Cheryl's thinking about her question, and I had Animals Kathy made a request to see if anybody could focus in on her love life. Said she's been single most of her life, and wants to know when or if or how that's going to change. Does anybody have a feeling or an idea on that? Allura.
Well, I can certainly look into that. Well, you have a lot of love to give. That's the first thing I do feel. And the difficulty here is that I feel, and it's obvious when I really look into you, that you feel alone in this space. But it's really important to feel it as a sacred space, to know... to really know yourself well, to really enjoy that, rather than, and give gratitude for the fact that you have that. Now, I know you want to step out of that, and I do see that you will, actually. Love is going to come in for you, but one of the things I want to say to you that's really key here for this to happen is for you to really be more childlike, to get out and have a lot of fun. I know it sounds crazy, but to really kind of develop that part of yourself, that child part of yourself more, to get more in touch with that. I should say develop. It's already there. But to really get more in touch with that. Because once you start doing that, it'll start opening up the channel to bring somebody in for you to have fun with. Because that's where a lot of joy comes from. So I'm getting that very strongly for you. And I do see that someone is going to come, that there is someone out there for you, and that someone is going to come in for you. In fact, I'm seeing it very well. I'm seeing it return. It's like I keep hearing returning many fold for you. Whatever you've endured, whatever you, however long you've been waiting, is coming. Your reward is coming.
Okay, I've got a couple of things to add. One of the things that I get, and we've been talking about it basically on the whole show, and it's, you know, what you put out is what you're going to get back. You know, we've got our producer in the room, Doug C, says I'm single and I would not want it any other way. I'm very happy alone. And then we've got Bobcat PTN saying, you know, he's afraid he's going to die single. Doesn't want that to happen. And one, it's really strong. I mean, it's being pushed against the back of my shoulders, and I can actually tell you. Kathy and everybody in the room that is thinking that way about your life, it's what do you want? Do you want to die alone, Bobcat, or do you want to be single, Kathy? You know, Anton said it earlier, Allura said it, Marie, we've all said it this evening, and you're going to get that as you follow us along, show after show. We are very direct people. What do you want? If that's what you want, then you set your mind to it. And if you need to get a picture out of a magazine of some cute guy in his underwear to put on your fridge or some pretty girl in a bikini, then so be it. That's what you have to do. Put that energy out for what you want. And if being lonely is where you're wallowing,
yeah,
then you're going to continue to be alone.
Yes, that's it. It's really important for you to be grateful for what you have, because there's a lot of joy in that. And relationships take work. So, and that's not a bad thing. It just means they both have their... It's it's good to have your own space and me time as well as relationships. So just appreciate what you have. Don't be too critical about it. And when I say be childlike, doesn't mean you don't have that side of yourself. But rather than feeling anxiety over not having somebody there, really start feeling joy with yourself. And once you start doing that, you start opening up that channel to be able to feel joy with someone else. You start creating that opening. And that was well said, Miss Peg.
Thank you. Good. All right. So we've got
Eagle.
I'm sorry, Anton. You're right. You go ahead, sweetheart. Do you have something to add?
Yes, I just want to add something that I'm picking up on. I'm picking up on the fact that animal is holding on to something from the past. There's some sort of it's almost like an obsession or a big fear, or it's something dark from the past or something that happened to you, in young adulthood or even maybe in childhood. And that has really tainted and colored your, you're wearing colored glasses in the way you look at love and relationships because of that. And in a sense, this thing you are holding on to is actually a part of the security that you have in your own life. That what you say to yourself, something like, it's better for me to be on my own right now, because if I was in a relationship, that is probably what would happen, the same as in the past or similar to what I witnessed in the past. So I sense that that's going to be a big breakthrough for you if you can find a way to break free from this this dark thing that you're holding on to, in your consciousness. And then there's another thing I need to tell you. You need to become a little bit more aware, because while you are so focused on being single and not having anybody, I sense that there is somebody in your immediate circle. It's somebody that you don't know very well, but that you know of. It could be at work or at school or wherever you are. And I'm sensing that this person is very interested in you, but you are not aware of it. I see that this person is very hopeful about making a connection with you. So you need to maybe start looking around and start embracing and opening up to this possibility that there is actually maybe people out there that are interested in you and you're just not noticing.
Yep. Yeah. Very good. Very good. All right. We've got Eagle Bear in the chat room says, thanks so much for the great advice regarding affirmations. And I'd like to know how best to implement them. I'm wondering just when my number one pet project, after so many false starts, will finally be fully underway and happening. Eagle Bear, could you do a favor and say what type of project is this? A business? You wanting to get off the ground? Because I feel like it says number one pet project. I'd like to know what type of a project you're trying to get off the ground.
So you need to type it in.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Here comes, and we're waiting.
There we go.
Michael, I love your fate, your avatar. It's cute.
I know, it is cute, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cute. Yeah. Actually, I like a lot of them in here. I want to change my face.
Well, okay. I don't know where Eagle Bear went. Okay.
Eagle Bear, there's
here
Eagle
we
Bear.
Are. Here Please. We go. Here we go. Entertainment, a television series. Okay. Entertainment, a television series. Okay, is anybody getting a hit on this? Eagle Bear is wondering about their pet project getting off the ground. Very many false starts, wondering if it's going to get off the ground.
I do have
go ahead, Laura.
I just was giving Maureen space. One of the things is, what I see is it looks like these have been failures. They really have not been, believe it or not. And I see that you're worried, and you've really done a great job. It looks other than what it really is, and that's the only way I can say this. You're going through a transformation right now. Things are really going through a major change, whether or not you realize it. You're very persistent. You're very persevering, and everything you've done has laid the foundation. And so I am seeing that as long as you stick to your integrity, watch your finances, and really nurture this thing in the right mindset, in other words, in divine right order, I don't know if that makes sense for you, you really have to be in your integrity, ethical, and so forth. I see that very strongly. If you do that and watch your finances and nurture this thing, it'll go. You'll be successful in the end.
Okay.
Is there anybody else?
I have something to add to this.
Good.
Oh, okay. You know, my feeling, and Anne, you brought it. It was interesting how you worded this particular thing. But what I was picking up on in the past, things aren't what they appear to have been. Things aren't what they appear to be. Something was going on that you weren't. It's the past, but there was something happening, and that's no longer the issue. But what I get is that you're in a juggling. It's almost like a juggling act. You're trying to juggle two situations at one time, and when you do that, one thing may suffer, of course, and you can't juggle forever. So it's almost like something has got to give. Isn't that the name of the movie? Something's got to give, which I think it would be is a positive thing, but you need to maintain your balance. But in order to do that, you can't juggle. A lot of people think juggling is maintaining the balance, and it is not.
Yeah.
It's not at all. So focusing on what you want, I do feel also that you I get a feeling that there's been too much stagnation, and I'm going to encourage you not to let this go on, because I feel that it's just a delay. You're heading in the right direction, but what happens is you get these little these stops, these little brakes, or you put the brakes on. It may not be anything that you're doing. I'm not saying that you're doing anything wrong, but there's in the next month, I feel, July, things will start moving along and the stagnation will be over and movement will start to, and almost kind of coming back out of the dead experience, the death, and it will start moving forward. And I see, you know what, you will not be disappointed. It will be good.
Okay, now, Anton with Eagle Bear, you got something going on there?
Yes, I just wanted to ask him in the chat room, because there's something I just need to confirm with him. I just want to check if he has actually responded. I don't see that he has. I'm just going to throw it out there, and I hope it will make sense to him. I'm picking up that a part of the solution with this lies in a female energy that I'm picking up on. I'm not sure who she is. She could be his wife. She could be a colleague. She could be somebody in a decision-making, powerful position that, you know, that would need to give him the go-ahead. I have no idea who she is, but she's coming through as a very charming lady, and I see that it would be in his best interest to consult with her or follow her lead and listen to her advice. And I see that he will be doing that in the very near future, in the coming weeks. And I see that will definitely move this project forward for him.
Anton, he's agreeing. He's affirming you. Yes, you're right about the woman, yeah.
Okay. Well, you need to listen to this lady. You need to go and see her. If you need to travel to her, go and speak to her, or if it's your wife at home or whatever, you need to listen to her, follow her lead. She knows what she's talking about. She's got a good idea about how to proceed with this, and you have to have more faith in what she tells you. So just go with that, and it's going to make a huge difference to get you out of the situation you're in at the moment.
Okay, all right. So next up in the lineup, we are going to talk to Cheryl. Hope that helped, Eagle Bear. By the way, Anton, great hit on that, because he was like, yes. All right, I'm going to tell everybody, Cheryl is a client of mine, and she's a wonderful woman, so I'm going to back off on this, but I'm going to help her with her question a little bit. A person has reentered her life after about 20 years. They used to go together, you know, back in college. There's been a lot of synchronicities between them, whether it's, you know, kids born at the same hospital, so on and so forth, things happening the same dates for them. Wants to know if there's unfinished business or if there's a future for them. Okay?
Yeah.
I will tell you this much. She's going through a lot of spiritual changes. It's great that she's here for the show tonight, because there's so much information, and she's really a wonderful, wonderful spiritual student.
Okay. I'm picking up something here.
Okay.
Well, what I'm getting is there's some feeling that there's incompletion around a situation, and three major relationships. And I'm not saying they could be like with your family, but something that's attached to your heart that keep reflecting back in and having regrets and guilt and, you know, kind of like lingering in it. And it's, you need to make peace with it and honor these things. But as long as that's going on, you can't see that there are some very good opportunities to be involved in a very close relationship with someone else. You know, I feel also that last January, it looks like there was a hard-earned victory. Well, it wasn't a victory, and it was very uncomfortable because I think that you were putting out a lot of good energy, but then again, it just didn't happen. You know what? I feel this. A lot of there's incompletion. I think, you know, in every completion or an ending is a new beginning. Something must be completed here for you to feel really healthy and good about moving on and you know, because you have opportunity, Cheryl, but I do feel there's a lot of times, you know, you'll see little crosses at along the road at places where people have died or their journey stopped. I always look at it this way. So, and they're around in Mexico, you see little crosses, someone's journey had stopped. So you should do a timeline of some. There's three particular, like I said, very painful past hurt things. If you do a timeline and kind of like, you know, bless them, put them to rest, I think you'll feel better and you'll be able to release and be opened up completely, because I do feel that there is opportunity, two different opportunities, as a matter of fact. And there you have it.
You don't know how I just want you to know. Look at how wonderful. I've never really gotten to hear you do a reading, Maureen, and that was wonderful, because I've been talking to this lady for a while now, and you just nailed it, sister. You nailed it.
Okay.
Good for you.
And I am now.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed. I'm amazed. I'm tingling. Okay. Anybody else have to get Cheryl?
Yes, I do. I have a little something to add. That what I got was. Something of a trust issue in the past. And I'm just going to summarize this real quickly. And it's really important for you to get past whatever is holding you back, because it tethers you to that person. And part of it is to overcome, or whatever it is, that you needed to get out of it, even if it was painful, to overcome it, to integrate it more positively, and be able to get past it with positive feelings, basically, and whether it's forgiveness or whatever it is. But I do feel a trust issue there. And there was one last thing that I'd gotten. Went in one, just a moment. Yeah, it's really about getting past it and letting go. That's really what I got strongly with it. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have a future. That's what Spirit gave me. And I really, what Spirit is saying, it's more important right now to get this part of it clear before, rather than concern yourself with the question at this point as to whether or not you'll have a future with them. Right now, you need to be concerned with integrating whatever lesson there was and get through the present.
I would like to add to that, and that is that that is very much spot on from your side, Allura, because what I'm picking up on is, yes, there's definitely potential for this relationship to go somewhere in the future. Unfortunately, attached to that is a whole lot of problems and a heavy burden to carry, most definitely. So it's not going to be an easy road. And what I'm also picking up is exactly the same as Allura, and that is, This whole occurrence in your life and the presence of this person in your life, and I know you're not going to like me saying this, but it's not really about you and this person. Why this person has re-entered into your life and why all these synchronicities are happening is that you are currently in a transformation process. I see this as the gradual ending of an era and the beginning of a whole new dawn in your life. And it's not necessarily connected with this person directly. This person is just one of the actors on this stage of life that and this scene that you are acting out. But what needs to happen here is the focus at this time should be more directed towards yourself and where you want to go from here. And it doesn't necessarily have to include this person. There is the potential for that happening when and if the time is right. Because what I see from this person's point of view at this stage is that, in his thinking, he's very much entertaining the idea. He is very much awakened to the possibilities. But because of his circumstances, it's also very difficult for him to make a move on this and to really make a decision whether he should or not. I sense that on an emotional level, he's being a bit stubborn and very unadventurous for very good reason. It's not because he's just a boring person. It's just he's got very good reasons not to maybe embark on this adventure with you. And maybe he is being rather wise about it. So I sense that the bottom line is here. This is not about a relationship at the end of the day. What it really is about your personal transformation in life and the shaping your destiny and your future. And that is something that I would advise you to start focusing on from now on, because that is where the true answer lies.
Okay, and I've got this is for everybody. This is for everybody in the listening audience and maybe even all of us. If you want to begin something new in your life, okay, and you've heard from some of the best psychics on the internet tonight, okay, if you want something new to begin in your life, you have got to deal with what you have already begun, all right? And I'm not talking about anything other than what is right is right and what is wrong is wrong. So if you want something new to happen, deal with what you've already got created in your world. Be honest with yourself. Say what you mean and mean what you say at every juncture in your life, because at the end of every given day, then everyone knows where you stand on any given subject, and that means you. All right, so take care of what you have to take care of before you want to go on to something else. And that's what Anton's talking about, your spiritual enlightenment. This is a process for you, stepping up, stepping up, stepping up. All right, now we've got another question in the room, guys, and it's from Diggy, and I kind of missed it, but this person, first of all, is very pumped and very anxious and in a good way about the affirmations and so on and so forth and paying attention. There's a spiritual awakening going on for Diggy, and wondering if maybe we can pick up on some energy for this person and how it's working for them, cleaning and filtering the negativity. Has anybody got a hit on that?
Hang on, I'm looking.
Right, I can start off by saying that okay. I'm picking up very strongly that, I missed the name because I was focusing on the energy. The person who asked this question, pretty much what is going on right now, a lot of what is going on is that you are stuck in a situation of fear. Yeah. You are being ruled by fear and uncertainty, and it pretty much relates back to what we were talking about earlier on the show, and that is that what you focus on and what you believe in and what you make real for yourself, that is what you will invite into your life. I sense that you need to get to an inner truth where you realize that what you're experiencing at the moment is not necessarily real, okay? Because nothing is really real. It's how you are perceiving it. It's how we perceive things. That is the reality that we create. If you are feeling stuck, spiritually, you might also want to look into something that I sometimes advise people to do. It is called, the concept is the dark night of the soul. Dark night as in an evening, dark night of the soul. You can maybe go and Google that and try and find some information about that. It is something that a lot of people encounter that are spiritually, evolving. And sometimes it goes very well for a long time and you become more and more spiritually aware and everything is beginning to fall into place for you. The whole puzzle is starting to make sense and you're becoming more aware and connected to spirit. And then suddenly one day, you read something or you hear something or you just wake up and suddenly it's all gone. You're just totally disconnected. It's gone. It's missing in your life. There's just no connection to any form of spirituality. And this is called the dark night of the soul. And the reason for that happening is it is actually a learning curve that you're going through. It is necessary for it to happen. And in fact, what the experts say is if you encounter a dark night of the soul, it's actually something that you should invite into your life in a sense. You should actually welcome it, because at the end of that, it's literally about there's a very bright, wonderful, warm light at the end of a tunnel like this. And that's it from me.
Oh, okay. I just have something to add, and it's interesting. It's kind of paralleling or paradox. Okay. I feel.
I love you, Marie. You're so funny.
Well, I can use it. It's interesting because I'm getting a parallel. I'm in a separate universe than Anton, but you know what? Your sleeping is finally getting to where you can sleep a little bit better. And I think that's been the real problem with you having faith with what's going on. You've been exhausted, and you've had so many hard things that just not panned out in victory. There's been no victory, and it's like you tried so hard. But what I do feel is that you have already are in a higher consciousness. I feel that you need to start turning yourself around, and you will, because the sleep is a very important thing, because you've gone through some grieving of some sort, but your sleep is better as of right now. And I get a really good feeling that your higher consciousness is starting to connect with you, and you're listening. But I think that as time goes on, the sleeping is going to be just more. You're going to be more aware of the listening to it. It's almost like here's an affirmation. You can say to yourself, I easily hear and understand the inner voice of spirit, because you are that, and you're on your way. And I can see why you've lost some faith. It's been difficult, but just lack of sleep doesn't help either. So that's what I feel. I think it's all good. Okay.
Good. Alora, do you have something to say for Davey?
I do have a little something. Because you are searching and to grow spiritually, what happens when you do that is you ask to really overcome a lot of things within yourself, or to meet your own demons, so to speak, to heal, to grow, and to move forward. And that's basically what you're doing. I also see a lot of fear. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It could be because you've asked for this growth. But it's very important to recognize that could be why you're going through this. I also see this fear, a lot of fear. But with that comes a lot of strength when you walk this road, because what's required when you go down this road of spiritual growth is spiritual integrity, impeccability, really being totally honest with yourself. And nobody gets off the hook with that. But the reward on the other side is amazing. So take heart. You're going to do fine. Now, I do also get a female energy that you may be tethered to, that's kind of blocking things somewhat. I'm not sure where that's coming from or who that is. But I would definitely think about that and make sure that you walk your talk, and that you really selectively allow only those who are in your greatest and highest good in your life to be there. And you'll probably find friends and people moving out of your life so that the door opens for newer ones as you grow and change your own frequency through this growth. And that's all I had to add.
Okay. We're coming down to the close of the show, guys. I wanted to touch real quickly here. We're talking about with Diggy still, and I, you know, she's talking about her mother dying, and within the same month of the loss of her mother, the husband of 28 years cheated on her. You know, I will tell you honestly, I feel like this is, you know, I can feel coming off you, like, what more can happen? What more can happen to me? Why is this happening? Which is something that we discussed at the beginning of the show. Is, you know, why doesn't, as a matter of fact, one of our emails was about that. Why doesn't everything in my life seem to come together? Anton, do you have a quick little excerpt we can put on that? You know, this has all seemed to hit Diggy all at one time. Any ideas?
Are we? I'm just sorry. I just read for Diggy. Are we still with the same person, or have we moved on?
Yeah. I just wanted to see, because, you know, that's one of the things that you brought up at the beginning. Does anyone have a hit on that? Because everything just came up. Mother died. Husband had an affair.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay.
Just what I would like to say is that Diggy, there's all these things that have been happening to you. I know it's very difficult to look at it that way. Okay, I know it's difficult to accept that. But and it might sound a bit cruel or something like that, but all these things that have been happening to you has happened for a reason at the right time and right place. And you must remember that when people move on, they go to a better place. So we don't really need to feel sad about that. What you need to find in this is that you need to find the lesson that this is teaching you at the moment. Because face it, you wouldn't have been in the place where you are now with a greater awareness and the higher consciousness that you have now, if some of these things haven't happened. So this refers back to what I said about the dark night of the soul. It really is that you reach a point in your life where you just feel that it all falls apart. You hit rock bottom, and you feel that it just can't get any worse than that. You know, I've been there by myself in my life. And looking back now, I can connect the dots and I can see why these things happened and how it has brought me to where I am right now. In fact, if I didn't go through my dark night of the soul a few years back, I wouldn't have been doing the work that I'm doing right now. And I wouldn't have been talking to you.
Right. Maureen, do you have anything to add real quickly?
Yes. Like what I said, I could see the there's like three major devastating and painful heart, and obviously she brought that up, and the lack of sleep. And I honestly with all my heart feel that these things, unfortunately, they need to be addressed and honored and blessed and put to rest. Not that you should forget about them, but like I was talking about the crosses that we see along the roads, I know all of us have seen these in all parts of the country where people, you know, their journey was stopped because of an accident or whatever. We should honor that. So it's almost like, in a way, you should honor the things that's happened to you and honor and do a ritual on the beach, whether it be or mountains, and put a little cross and look at it and love and their losses and bless it and move on. And I feel that that's, you are in a higher consciousness, and I think you just need to be gentle to yourself, and you're going to be okay, but don't push that stuff out. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, guys, we're coming up to the end here. Miss Allura, can you just throw us a little tidbit here, and then we're going to go into our close.
Sure, Diggy. What I want to say is, what I see with you, you may want to look up snake medicine, but snake medicine is quite a transformation. It can be very painful, but it's a very good thing, and it's about the snake molting its skin and coming out anew. So this is very good medicine, but it'll feel painful for a while. But if you're willing to go through that, you'll come out on top. Now, what's really important is I do see that you need some healing. Really do what it takes to nurture yourself, be good to yourself, and whatever that means. If it means curling up and reading a book, whatever it means to nurture yourself and feel good. And as you do that, little bits at a time, pretty soon it'll accumulate and you'll start overcoming all this. Your frequency will change.
All right, everybody, here we are at the end of our very first show, The Psychic View. I'd like to ask Ms. Maureen to close us out. She is our anchor host for next week. Go ahead, Maureen.
And here I go. Miss Peg, Allura, and Anton, all I can say is wow. You know, I treasure you all. We had some interesting things going on our first show, but so be it. You know, I think it will be memorable. And Doug C., we celebrate your courageous spirit. Really know. Doug is really something else, everybody. I want you to know he's amazing, and he's the executive, and he's the owner, and there you have it. So thank you for first anchoring us, Doug. And now we are set to sail, and the Psychic View has been christened. Please visit us at psychicaccess.com, where you will find the most amazing readers with the caring hearts and the truest intentions. We have a really great show next week. It's all about forgiveness. And my guest will be Brenda Edelman, and she's the author of My Father Killed My Mother and Married My Aunt, Forgiving the Unforgivable. She's unbelievable, this woman. You won't want to miss this. I really, really think you won't want to miss this. And forgiveness is a really close thing to my heart. So there you have it. Bless your hearts. And everybody else, you want to say?
All right, Miss Allura.
Thank you. God bless to everyone. Thank you for being with us. And I really look forward. I love being on this team. I want to thank all my co-hosts and Doug. It's been wonderful. And I look forward to doing this every week. It's wonderful.
Anton.
Right. I just want to tell everyone in the chat room that I'll be staying on for a few minutes. So, Michael, if you still want your question answered, I'm more than willing to do that for you. And I would like to say, of everybody listening, may the energy of the divine self inspire you and the light of the soul direct you. Until next week.
God bless.
Thank you, everyone, for being with us.
Thanks.
See you next week.
Everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.